I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. On Memorial Day, we're going to note a sometimes forgotten part of the war effort, propaganda, specifically that produced by the Walt Disney Company during World War II.
How long will the war last? Will our own cities and homes be bombed?
Just recently, Disney issued a 2-DVD set of wartime rarities called On the Front Lines. And here to talk about these newly released films is animation critic and historian Charles Solomon. Welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Now, essentially, during World War II, Disney became part of the war effort. It was taken over by the military.
By and large, yes. There were troops billeted at the studio. They were turning out 5 times as much film as they had during peacetime years. 90-some percent of it going to the military, and that was with a third of the Disney artists drafted.
And what kinds of films were they doing?
They were doing a lot of training films. I think Walt Disney seems to have foreseen the importance the animated training film would have during the war, as he made the studio's first documentary educational film, Four Methods of Flush Riveting, at his own expense for Lockheed.
The choice of method to be used in flush riveting is based on the thickness of the sheet next to the manufactured head. Let's assume we're driving a rivet.
Now, Der Führer's Face is a Donald Duck cartoon.
Yes, with Donald having a nightmare of being imprisoned in Nazi land and having to work on an assembly line that's partially inspired by Charlie Chaplin's Modern Times.
And then he wakes up.
He wakes up to discover that it's all a nightmare, and he hugs his Statue of Liberty that's standing in his window and declares that, boy, is he proud to be a citizen of the United States of America, in that weird voice of his.
Now, there is one full-length feature film in this collection called Victory Through Air Power, and this is interesting because it's a combination of live action and animation.
Yeah, that was a very strange project. Disney somehow found the book by Major Alex Dzhevirsky, who advocated the creation of an independent air force and the use of long-range bombers, and Walt was convinced that this was a good idea and made this film based on it. It wasn't a particularly successful film, and it vanished into the Disney vaults, and this is really the first time it's been seen in more than 60 years.
Victory Through Air Power. The thrilling graphic visualization of the book, frankly and boldly brought to the screen with no punches pulled. A book of the month.
Do you see any parallels now with the war effort in Iraq or past wars after World War II where there was a similar propaganda effort?
Part of the reason we don't see a similar effort, I think, is that no one is producing short films anymore. They've gotten so expensive and they're so rare that no one will make one on such a topical subject. If anything, the war in Iraq seems to have engendered a kind of opposite reaction, with people like the creators of The Simpsons making fun of George Bush and many of his efforts rather than rallying people behind it. So I guess it makes a difference when most of the country feels they are threatened and they're united in an effort rather than one that has proved so divisive.
Charles Solomon watches and writes about animation here in Los Angeles, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you.